Why, hello there, and welcome.
You're listening to the Creepy Crap Podcast. It's quick, simple, and Australian. Now, if you want to follow along on the socials, you can get the show on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Discord, all at one word at the Creepy Crap Podcast. Or we could share film histories on Letterboxd at the Creepy Crap Pod. And if you enjoy the podcast today, why not show some love with a 5-star review on whatever app you listen to this with? Alright, now let's start one of Australia's favourite horror podcasts, the Creepy Crap Podcast. And be warned that this episode will most likely contain swearing, spoilers, and adult themes. Welcome, Creepy Craps, to another episode of the Creepy Crap Podcast. My name is Denny Boy, and this is episode 3. This week is an Australian episode, as it is every second episode. I love talking about Australian films, especially Australian horrors, so that's what I'm doing today. I have got a great one for you. That's right, I've got Killing Ground. This is a movie from 2016. It goes for an hour and 28 minutes, has a rating of 5.8 out of 10 on Internet Movie Database. It was directed by Damien Power, and it stars the always impressive Aaron Peterson, Ian Meadows, Harriet Dwyer, Aaron Glenane, Maya Strange, Julian Garner, Tiani Copeland, and also Stephen Hunter. I don't know if I've got any of those names right, but that's how I'm saying them. And you want the synopsis? Well, here we go. A couple's camping trip turns into a frightening ordeal when they stumble across the scene of a horrific crime. That's short and sweet, and that is the Killing Ground. And before I get into the movie, I've got another promo video for another podcast. That's right, it's the Truth Tank. You want the Truth Tank? You can't handle the Truth Tank! Or maybe you can, I don't know, it's up to you. But anyway, here's the promo clip. Like them, check them out, all that. It's the Truth Tank podcast. Here we go. Play it, boys!
Good evening. You're listening to the Truth Tank podcast trailer. Today, the truth has become harder to discern. Fake news, censoring of facts, media censorship, ideology over logic. The truth has become subjective. That old saying, there are two kinds of truth, rings true today. What is fact and what is fiction? You can take the blue pill and go about your day, or you can take the red pill and take a deep dive into the world of conspiracies, history's mysteries, the hidden and the forbidden past, current and global events, UFOs, aliens, and the UAV phenomenon, the world of the paranormal and high strangeness, as well as the ongoing war on pop culture and society, with the occasional movie review thrown in for good measure. If this has piqued your curiosity and you want to find out how all this ties together, join me, The Tank, every month for a deep and detailed dive into the hidden and murky world of the truth. You can find and follow The Truth Tank on Facebook and Instagram. You can listen and download the episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Amazon, YouTube, or wherever else you get your podcasts from. May the truth be with you. Tinfoil hat not included.
Now I've heard the Truth Tank, let's get into the movie. Here we go. So the movie starts off with Ian and Samantha. They're going for a camping trip. They stop off at a local pub to buy some drinks and get some directions. They're looking for Gunjalee Falls. And we meet German, that is Aaron Peterson. And he suggests to Ian that they should go to Stony Creek instead because it's more accessible. They don't need a four-wheel drive and they should go there. It's nice. It's all good. And we're like, all right, cool. We'll do that then. We see German as well. He goes home and he's with him another guy, Cook, and their dog, Banjo. It's a big dog. It looks a bit tough. It's always in a cage. It's barking a lot, but it's pretty loyal to German. It will literally do whatever he says. Samantha and Ian find a nice spot to camp near another site, and she asks him to marry her, and he says yes. Oh my god. Roles reverse. He's a doctor, and she's very smitten with him, so she's like, fuck it, I'm gonna do it. It's New Year's Eve almost, and they're like, yes, let's get married. Let's do it. So we meet another family as well. They're the ones camping right next to them. They're at a creek bed. It's nice and sandy. It's a nice little location in the bush. Great scenery. I love the scenery. Always love the scenery, don't I? But yeah, they meet the other family. We got Margaret, Rob, their daughter Emily, and the little toddler Ollie, and they're just across from each other. So they're right there. They haven't seen each other yet or anything like that, but they're having a good time. So now it goes back to Chuck and German. They're at a pub. They're trying to pick up. It's New Year's Eve. And then Chuck takes a photo of German. He's basically like, what are you doing? Get rid of that. And he's like, oh. And Chuck's like, oh, he's a bit sensitive about his appearance. And the girls are kind of like not into it at all anyway. They're a bit older than them. So yeah, the girls are very creeped out. They're like, can you just go away, please? They go into the toilet and then you can see him basically like, get rid of the photos. I'm not going back to jail again for a photo. Get rid of it. You're not a fucking tourist. Get rid of the phone and all this sort of stuff. And he smashes it on the ground. It's this yellow phone. You're like, oh, okay, wow. He's a bit angry. A cop comes in and takes a piss in the toilet and he goes, hey, man, I'm getting a lot of complaint about your dog, mate. I've given you a warning. morning. That's it. You know, all this sort of stuff. He's being nice and all that. He goes, oh, you boys have a good one. Stay out of trouble, yeah? And you kind of get the vibe that these guys are a bit naughtier than we think. They're not just two friends having a night out. They've got a bit of a past, I believe. And the fact that he said he went to jail kind of gives that away. But yeah, they're kind of like, get rid of the phone. You're like, what's on the phone, man? Is it just a photo of him or is it something else? Maybe we'll find out later. The yellow phone. Keep an eye on it. So it's New Year's Eve and we see the other family. They're going for a hike. The daughter doesn't want to go. She's just like, nah, I'm going to stay here. I'm too cool for that, mom. So we realize this might not be happening exactly at the same time because Ian and Samantha are right next to them and haven't met each other. And you're kind of like, well, they're right there. What's happening? Why aren't they there? And every time they see them, they're not there. And it's late. And it's kind of confusing at this point because like, wait, where are they? What is confusing? How come they keep doing everything? They're active. They're having barbecues and all this sort of stuff. But every time they're there, they're not there. You're like, oh, I don't know 100% what's going on just yet. It gives a slight vibe that maybe this isn't happening all at the same timeline. Anyway, Ian realizes that his car's tires have been slashed or they're flat or whatever else. And he's like, what's going on here? And then it goes back to Samantha. She's walking back to the car. And then we see a toddler in the distance. It's real creepy because you're like, wait, did I just see something? What is that? And then she goes to walk back to get something. She's like, Ian, Ian! And it's like, whoa, what the hell? This is the baby from the other group. Where are they? What is happening here? Because they haven't met each other yet. But now there's this toddler and it's just crawling around. It's all dirty. It's very sick and tired. And they're like, we've got to look after it. We've got to get back. We're just like, I can't fix this tire. I cannot get rid of it. Oh, what are we going to do? We can't get back. Maybe we can get back in this car and all this sort of stuff. And they're kind of like, this car's been here for a while now. Where is this other family? How do they just leave a toddler? And the fact that it's been dirty, he's like, it's been here for days. You're like, days? Where have they been? What is happening? Oh, okay, maybe this is definitely on different timelines. It's a good little twist because you don't realize it at first. There's all these stories happening and they're all on different timelines. The three groups we see in the movie are always on different timelines for a while. And you're just like, what is happening here? Oh, that was nice. It was a good twist. I like it. The first time I saw that, I've seen this a few times. I was just like, oh, wow. That was good. Didn't expect that. I'm like, oh, that was clever. Didn't expect that. Good work, Damien Powers. Good directing there. Good stuff, man. Now, Chuck has shown up as well. He's driven up to where they were. They were trying to fix the tire. They cannot get the tire off and all that, so they can't put the new tire on. They are stuck. They see Chuck and they're like, oh my God, thank you so much. We were waiting for someone. We need to go to the hospital. We've got a sick kid here. And he's like, wait, where's the parents then? And you're like, I don't know. We've got to go back. And Samantha's like, why aren't you focusing on the fact that we need to get this kid to hospital? And you kind of seem weird that Chuck seems a bit resistant. He goes, well, maybe we should find the family. I'll take Ian and we'll go find him. Okay, so Ian's like, oh, yeah, all right. She's stuck at the car and she's like, what are you doing? Because Ian agrees to go with him. And she's kind of doing those look of like, don't do that. This is a bad idea. And like, I know she's meant to be fun and innocent and sweet and all this sort of stuff, but almost every scene Samantha's in, she's just annoying. I don't know why. She just rubs me the wrong way. She just seems annoying the way she talks and everything else. Just, I don't know. It aggravated me, but not important. But yeah, she has to stay with Ollie in the car and she's like, I don't get why we're not doing it. I get the family's going to be upset if their kid's not there and they come back. They obviously haven't been there for a while. Like, something sus is going on here. So now we see Chuck and Germ and they show up and you're like, wait, what? And then we realize now this is definitely on different timelines. This is going back because their car's not there. It's only the green car from the first family. And Emily is gone and sat in the car. She's had a sleep for some reason in the car instead of the tent, which has beds. But she's sleeping there and they look in and they're like having a pee at first. And then they're like, oh wait, there's someone in here. What are we going to do? And they're like tapping on the window. And he goes, you got to be careful, mate. We've got to go somewhere else. You know, he goes, last time you grabbed a girl, you had to go to jail. And it's like, what is happening here? What is the history of these guys? But German goes to find the family and Chuck's there. She wakes up and she's scared as hell. She's like, just get away from the car. And he's like, oh, oh, oh. And he's pretending to be a dog and all this. He goes nice, but then the way she's reacting and she starts like blaring the horn so loud. And you can see Germany's at the tent. He's like, fuck's sake, what is going on here? And the family's doing the hike and everything else, but they can hear it. And they start coming back to the car. So all these three mini groups are coming back to the car now. And Emily's freaking out. The dad's come up at one point because the mum has gone back to the tent quickly, put the baby down. The mum shows up and she can see the husband's on the ground. He's been knocked out. Emily's screaming and crying. And then she runs and tackles one of them. They shoot a gun in the air. They both got rifles. And they're like, stay here. And they tie them up on the ground. The dad isn't dead. Chuck and German tie up all three of them. They've got their hands tied up, their mouths are covered, and they're like, all right, we're going for a hike. We're going up to the falls. And you're like, oh my God, this is not going well at all. And the baby's just stuck in the tent somewhere. You're like, this is fucked. What is happening here? And it goes back to Chuck and Ian. They're looking for the family. They're talking about hunting pigs. And Chuck is a hunter, and so is German, and they're really good at shooting. Now, the timelines are both lining up now because you basically see the family is getting taken by gunpoint to this falls. And now we see that Ian and Chuck are both going to the falls too. They're both going to the same place. Samantha's still still stuck at the car. And then German shows up and he's like, what's going on? She's like, we need to go to the hospital. He goes, oh, no, let's give it a second. And she's like, why is no one going here? What is going on here? This is weird. So now it goes back to the earlier timeline, and Chuck and German are just sitting there, they're having a can and all. And then it's like, oh, okay, they're just chilling out in the bush now. What happened to the family? And then it pans over to family. You're like, oh my God, what the fuck? It's literally the daughter and the mum are sitting there. Their pants have been taken off. They've clearly been raped a bunch of times. And the dad is tied to a tree and he's had to watch the entire thing. And German just goes to Chuck. He's like, wait, you want another turn with her? And he's like, nah. And then he ties the mum up to the tree and you're like, oh my God, these guys are evil psychos. This is crazy. They're so casually just standing there having a drink as if like, oh, well, you ready again? You're like, oh my God. So they decide to like have a little game and all. They put a can on the dad's head and he's like, you better stay still, mate. And then Chuck goes to shoot it and the dad's shaking around. The can falls off. They put it back on there and they're like, stay still. You better fucking stay still. And then Chuck goes to line it up again and the dad shakes the can off again. He's like, all right. And he puts the gun down a little bit further, shoots him straight in the eye. The dad is dead. Everyone's screaming through the taped mouths. Oh my God, these guys are nuts. They're rapists and now they're killers as well. German goes to have a turn and they're like just buzz. Oh, well, that one's gone. Let's go again. And he tries to put it on the mum's head and she's just shaking her head. She's like, you're not putting a can on my head. And he's like, stay still. And she won't do it. And he just punches her out. She's unconscious. He puts him against a tree, puts the can on his head. And then it's like, he's going to do it. He misses. And then, like, Chuck has a crack, hits a can straight away, and then German's annoyed by it. And he goes to do it again, and then he's like, oh, fuck it. Then German aims the gun down, shoots the mum in the chest, and she's dead. And he's like, oh, well, I guess we're even now. And then he basically just walks over to Emily. She's just unconscious on the ground again. She's got a shirt tied over her head. He just points the gun down, shoots her in the head. And then they're just like, oh, don't forget the drinks. And then they just walk off. You're like, oh my God, you guys are mental. This is so brutal and sadistic. Then they just don't care. They're like, oh, well, we've had some fun now. Let's go. And you're like, oh my God, these guys are crazy. So now it cuts back to the Ian and Chuck timeline. And they walk up. They show up to the same place that all this stuff just happened in the previous timeline. And then you can see all these dead families. And it's like, oh my God. But then you see the where the mum was is missing. And you're like, wait, what? And you can see Chuck's face like, oh shit, she's still alive. And then Ian's freaking out. But then he sees in a distance. And then the mum's there. And she's kind of crawled herself away a little bit. And he's like, I've got to help her. Help me, mate. And all this sort of stuff. And Chuck's just lining up the gun and just shoots her. And the blood goes all over Ian. And Ian's like, what are you going to do? You're going to kill me? He goes, nah, not till I've raped Samantha. I want you to watch that. And then he's basically like, oh, fucking hell. And then like, I don't know, Chuck does something briefly for a sec. Ian pushes him over. He falls over and then just sprints. He runs off and Chuck doesn't find him. He loses him. But then he's hiding at one point. Meanwhile, while this is happening, German's taking Samantha and Ollie down to like the campsite, I think. Because at one point, Ian and Samantha are both running off. And German's chasing after him. And then Ian's hiding at this point. So Chuck thinks he's got Ian. He lines up. He goes, ah, got you, you bastard. Poof. Shoots. And he accidentally shoots German in the chest. And German's laying on the ground. He's like, oh, fuck, mate. Sorry, I didn't mean to get you. And he's just like, ugh. He's sort of basically just dying out. Now Chuck's got Samantha. She's standing there with the baby. Stay there. Don't you go anywhere. I'm going to get your husband. Where is he? The chicken shit. And then the baby keeps crying. Goes, shut that baby up. And Chuck's like, give me the baby. And she's like, no, no. And then he runs up, grabs it, and just throws the baby at a tree. And you're like, oh my God, what the fuck? Like, the stuff before wasn't bad enough. He's just thrown a baby and like knocked it out or killed it against a tree. Oh my God, just because it was crying, you're like, and then he goes back to German and German's like, just finish me off. And he's like, no, I can't do it. He goes, finish me off. And Ian is watching all of this. Ian at no point decided to join in where it's like, if he had come in earlier, he could have saved the baby, but he's just watching. And he's watching his wife get attacked. Chuck decides to do a courtesy and shoot German in the head. So he's gone and he's just taken Samantha. And now he's tied her up to a tree. Her arms are hanging. And he's basically like, where's your chicken shit husband now? Where is he? Now, while she's tied up, Ian's gone and grabbed the keys off German. It looks like he's looking at the baby. And then he goes to run off. And you think, oh, he's going to show up or grab something from the car or whatever else. And then Chuck is telling Samantha to scream and she won't do it. It's like, scream for him. Where's your chicken shit husband? Get him to come here. And she's like, no. No, I won't do it. And she's just whispering. And it's like, I guess she's not giving him the satisfaction, but I feel like she will survive if he shows up because at least he can help or do something. And then they hear the car drive off and she's like, what? And he goes, Oh, he's real chicken shit, isn't he? He's just driven off and you're like, what the hell, man? You just left your, like, soon-to-be wife with a fucking rapist. She's gonna get attacked, killed, whatever else, and you're doing nothing about it now. So Chuck grabs Samantha before he's done anything to her, puts her in the car, and they start chasing after him, and he's basically like, he's a piece of shit, isn't he? And she's like, he's a hero. He's saving Ollie and all this sort of stuff, which is the baby. And he's like, yeah, we'll see about that. And then it shows Ian show up and he's gone to the police station to get help. And meanwhile, while they're driving, Samantha grabs the steering wheel, keeps trying to do it. He's like, piss off. He punches her at one point. And then as he sort of looks back at the road, he drives straight into a tree and really fucks himself up. And she's unconscious. And then it goes back to the police. It's now nighttime. They show up and they're like, where is it? They go to the ute. And then like, it looks like she's tied to the wheel. But again, the timelines are always a little bit off than what you expect, and she must have just got free. And then the cops are like, I don't know where everyone is, but here's the car, and they're like, what's going on? And then out of nowhere, because Chuck looks like he's disappeared, the cops get shot, and they're both dead, and you're like, oh my god, shit, and Ian's just sitting in the car. Come on out of here, come on, I've got your husband, if I'm going to count to 10, and if you don't come here, I'm going to kill him. And then, unlike him, she actually shows up, and she's like, get away from him. And then he's like, oh good, here we are, perfect. All three of you there. And then he shoots Ian in the arm at one point. And she goes to help him and he's like, I want you to drive the car away for us. And she's like, just let me cover his arm. He's going to bleed to death otherwise. He's like, all right, we'll be quick. And while she's trying to help him, she's like wrapping his arm up and all that sort of stuff with a bit of cloth or tape or whatever. She goes, how's Ollie? And then Ian's like, oh, I don't have Ollie. I just grabbed the keys. And her face is pure shock, disgust, surprise. It's just like, oh my fucking god, I defended you. You ran off literally to get help. Like, you almost just saved yourself. Like, the fact that he came back with Elise was something, but it was basically like, yeah, he tried to help, but you left a baby there? Like, what the fuck, man? It was bad enough you didn't intervene so it got hit in the first place. You stayed there safely in the grass and watched your girlfriend get attacked. She got taken away to get assaulted and everything else. A baby got killed and you didn't do shit. And she's just like all absorbed this suddenly. And she's, oh my god. And so they're driving and Chuck's in the backseat. And he's just like, I'm so sorry. And she's just like, don't even talk to me. I hate you so bad. And Samantha's speeding up and Chuck's like, slow down, slow down. And she just keeps speeding and then just rolls the car. And Chuck falls out of the car. He's just bleeding. He can barely walk. He's just so smashed because he didn't have a seatbelt on. Ian's unconscious and she's like going to grab him at one point. He comes back in the car quickly, grabs a gun, and then she grabs him, knocks the gun out of his hand. He's trying to crawl for the gun. She grabs a rock and just caves in Chuck's head. So he's dead. Meanwhile, Ian's in the car, unconscious, hasn't helped once this entire movie. He hasn't done shit. He's like the worst guy. He's basically like, I'm just going to save myself. Like, yeah, I went and got help, but yeah, I didn't help you at all. And I don't think she's very happy about it at all, as you wouldn't. He's tried to do a good thing, I guess. But yeah, pretty much she's just killed Chuck. She's done everything herself. And then it cuts to her waking up in a hospital. Somehow they've made it to hospital. I don't know exactly how. She's like walking through the hospital. There's no staff anywhere. And she's just wandering around. She finds Ian in the first room that she seems to look for, I guess. No one's in this hospital, apparently. It's empty. And then he just wakes up and he's like, ugh. And he's all battered and bruised and all this sort of stuff. His arm looks broken or whatever. And then they look at each other. And then it's the credits. And that is the end of Killing Ground. It is a mental movie. It is full on. It's intense. I love it because it's kind of like the different timelines are so confusing at first. Because you're like, wait, how is this happening here? But then this is happening here. And how are they not seeing each other? And I loved it. I love the twist and the whole different timelines throughout the whole movie. It's just really well thought out and it's great. It's a really good movie, but I'm not going to say too much yet because that's what the rating part is for. So here we go. Now it's time for the movie rating. There's four parts with a max score out of 5 per section, adding up to a potential total score out of 20. Part 1 is characters. Was it relatable? Was it fun? Was it annoying? Part 2 is the plot. Was it plausible? Enjoyable? Rubbish. Part 3 is the quality. Was it good effects? Did it look good? And part 4 is the vibe. What was the feeling once it finished? So that's the four sections. Now let's find out the results. So part one is characters. I've given this a 3 out of 5 because I feel like all the points went purely to Chuck and German. And I don't want to give them too much because I feel like they are sadistic, psycho, killer rapists. But they played their parts really good. And the rest of them, I didn't feel that much. If Ian was meant to kind of be a weak-willed guy where Samantha was meant to be the stronger one, they played that pretty good as well. The other family, I didn't care much about. You don't get to see them too much. The daughter's like, eh, I didn't give a shit. It's like, I guess it's all pretty accurate characters or whatever. But yeah, I don't don't want to give them too much because of what they do, but yeah, 3 out of 5, they were pretty good. Part 2 was the plot. I've given this a 4 out of 5 because it was pretty amazing. The fact that it was all these different timelines, it's just such a good twist. You don't expect it. The first time you see it, you just, what? Oh my god, that's what happened. And little details from earlier show up to later, and the phone he uses at the pub to take all the photos with, that has all the photos, he is like, hey, you can look through it, and they took photos of all the stuff they did later. It's Emily's phone. You're like, oh my god, that's the phone she has later, and she's on it constantly. You're like, oh wow, that's a nice little detail. And there's a lot of little things that happen and overlap, and it seems like it's a lot of effort to put a movie like this together where you kind of, this goes here, that's got to go first, blah 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 blah. I don't know how to make a movie. It's a 4 out of 5, almost a 5. It was amazing. It's pretty good. I would have liked to understand a little bit more about the other families or their backstories or whatever else, but yeah, it's 4 out of 5. It's pretty much perfect. And part 3, I've given a 5 out of 5. The quality, I mean, it's literally set in a natural environment. It's in the bush, everywhere they went to, the pub, all that sort of stuff. It all seems very realistic. It looks accurate 100% to anywhere you would go in a smaller town. That looks like a normal pub and they're doing a celebration. You go camping, it looks like that. There's live pigs, they're not fake or anything like that. All the wounds, all the gunshots, everything about it looks real and gritty and realistic. And it's horrifying as well, but yeah, everything about it, quality is 5 out of 5. And part 4, the vibe, I've given this a 4 out of 5 because even though the vibe isn't like, woohoo, I feel amazing, you definitely come out of this with a bit of like a, oh my god, what the fuck did I just watch? I've just seen a family raped in front of their dad. Even though it's off screen, the fact that the mother and the daughter are raped in front of the dad is crazy. And the cherry on the fucked up cake is the baby getting smacked into a tree or thrown or whatever like that. I'm like, I don't think I've seen that in almost anything. And just like, oh my god. God, what the hell? Like, you come out of it with a bit of a feeling where you're just like, oh, I feel guilty I watched this. What did I just watch? But that's a good movie as well. If it can give you some sort of visceral feeling like that, you're like, yeah, top work, man. 4 out of 5. That comes to a total of 16 out of 20. 16 out of 20 for Killing Ground. That is a pretty good movie. It's great. It sucks that every time I've watched it now, I already know the surprise twist. But yeah, if I ever get dementia, I'm going to watch this all the time because it'll be a brand new experience every time. I'm like, oh wow, didn't expect that because I don't have any memories. It's a great movie for a fucked up film. Like, I get it's really messed up and bad, but it is a good movie. It's very easy to watch. And yeah, that is 2016's Killing Ground, and that's episode 3 of the Creepy Crap Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. My name's Danny Boy. Check out the Truth Tank if you get a chance, and check out the previous episodes, which was Slaughterhouse and The Loved Ones. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you next week.